emails and, you know, just getting the morning running. Question for you is, Bob, first of all, I'm not really hearing myself. Can you hear me very well?
Well, I've got you turned up there pretty good. Are you got the right headphones on?
Number three.
Okay, I'll give you a little bit more.
Well, there we go. How does that sound?
Bob, you just turned me down. Okay, I'm just kidding. All right, it's Thursday. It's June 10th. We're on a run.
Hey, what do you think about all those signs? Bob said that he had a gazillion things coming coming over the Facebook and replies about get the doggone signs down now because we've been through the elections and clear up the signs.
Just like the old song, sign, sign, everywhere a sign, blocking up the scenery, breaking my mind. I've had enough political signs. Give us a break, please.
Yeah, at least for a week because guess what?
I know, it all starts over, but
They're back again. Now, you know, we've got a lot of things to talk about. Part of it's the election. Part of it's another shooting downtown. Now, should we get, you know, there was a drive-by shooting the other day. The police have found the car. They haven't found the jerks that were in the car yet, I don't think. Well, we can check on that later. But there was a shooting yesterday, and a young woman was shot. And it appears that there were gang members in the car. But I don't think this is what you'd call your traditional drive-by shooting. I think this was a stupid shooting. I think that the jerk in the back seat of the car had pulled out his weapon, probably. This is just what I think, and I could be completely wrong. And he shot the young lady by accident. And then, because everybody else stayed after the shooting, you know, and the lady, the car pulled over, she fell out of the car, the police came, you know, looks like she's going to be okay. The guy that did the shooting ran away, everybody else just stayed there. And if you saw films at 11, they were interesting people. Anyway, but the thing is, this looks like more of a accidental shooting as opposed to, you know, three guys going by somebody else and shooting. In either case, it's wrong. It's bad. Today, in fact, we're going to be talking guns. We're going to be talking with the president of the Gun Owners of California, Sam Pardias. And he'll be here to talk about some of the laws that are being passed that I promise you, laws that are being passed would not have anything to do with the shootings that you had last week or this week. They won't have anything to do with it because guess what? Bob, do you obey gun laws?
Yes.
Linda, do you obey gun laws? Do you obey gun laws?
Well, of course.
I obey gun laws. My friends obey gun laws. The people I know obey gun laws. But guess what? The people that did the shooting, they don't care. They're criminals. That's right, criminals. They don't care. So you can continue to keep chipping away at my right to own and bear arms, but it doesn't make any difference to them. They don't care. And in today's situation, in today's economy, and today's, you know, straits we're in with having to shut down part of the jail, where it looks like we're going to be laying off police, and we're going to talk about that one later on. You want to take away my guns and let the bad guys have guns? Are you crazy? Well, they're Democrats. Every one of them's a Democrat. Okay, Democrats, get upset. But it's true. It's Democrats that are doing this. It's Democrats in the state legislature that are doing this. It isn't Republicans. It's Democrats. And to make it even better, the head Republican in name only in charge, Schwarzenegger, signs it. So I guess we all get a little, you know, let's all blame ourselves for that one.
How about anyway. Bent out of shape?
Well, you know what? It's just, you know, get some common sense. Get some common sense into what's going on. Criminals don't care. They just don't care. Is it too early for me to be on this? On this rant? I haven't had coffee yet. Hey, we got to take a break. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460, clearly News Talk Radio. Hey, this is Carl Bot. After our show, Linda and I enjoy going to breakfast, and our favorite place to dine is Country Kitchen. Lynn and Charlie Moss have owned Country Kitchen for 17 years, and this expertise is evident in great food and service. Build your own omelet, of course. Homemade soups, every day with fresh ingredients. Country Kitchen has its own on-premise bakery, and the quality is so delicious. And now, Country Kitchen has just remodeled. The result? Incredible. Country Kitchen offers outstanding food, great service, fair prices, and a friendly atmosphere. What else could you ask for?
Country Kitchen is open every day from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., located at 1099 Hilltop Drive, just north of Macy's. I don't know, Carl. I'm getting hungry. How about we go over there and try Eggs Benedict, or how about my favorite, a club sandwich? Let's go to Country Kitchen.
Hop in the truck, hon. We're on our way.
I'm one of those guys who likes to plan. You know, put it down on paper. Family vacation, remodeling the kitchen, maintenance for my wife's car. Well, I was convinced I'd thought of everything, until I heard about pre-planning your own, final arrangements. I was a little intimidated at first, until I saw the sense in putting into writing my desire for funeral arrangements. The folks at McDonald's Chapel and Reading Cemetery made it all easy and natural. And, you know, it's both thoughtful and loving to remove the burdens and guesswork from loved ones who may find the circumstances difficult enough. It's one last loving deed that I can extend to my family when I'm gone, which will probably be very soon if I don't get the maintenance done on my wife's car. Remodel the kitchen.
Plan ahead. Call McDonald's Chapel. Their number is in the white pages. McDonald's Chapel, a Dignity Memorial provider. Support and comfort in difficult times.
Attention experienced caregivers or those with an interest in working with the elderly. Home Helpers is currently hiring compassionate caregivers. We work with elderly clients in their homes. All our services are non-medical, so past experience is helpful but not necessary. At Home Helpers, we value our caregivers and have many incentives. If you have retired and have 10 to 20 hours a week or are looking to make a job change, why not work with seniors and allow them the independence to remain at home? Our services include light housekeeping, transportation, preparing meals, medication reminders, and companionship. Schedules are available weekdays, evenings, weekends, and overnights. All applicants must pass a criminal background check, drug test, and DMV screening. If you feel called to help seniors and are committed to providing a safe and wonderful experience for our clients, Home Helpers is interested in you. Please download the application at readinghomehelpers.com or call 226-8350 for more information. Home Helpers is committed to helping all seniors age at home. Home Helpers, there is no place like home.
Good morning. 7:14 in the morning. It's currently 59 degrees. You're listening to KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Got something on your mind? Give us a call, 605-4567. You know, somebody emailed me something yesterday. Carl, I just want to get your input on this because, you know, there's been so many strange antics with the behavior of the commander-in-chief, you know, in belief systems. But one of the things, and I just kind of, it's been in my mind, I haven't talked about it, because I'm just going to read you a little thing about how...
You know what the title of this is, right?
Well, have you seen it then?
I think so. But go on. But they haven't. Our listeners haven't.
Well, the new administration has apparently found no place in our national house of many rooms for the British leader who lives on so vividly in the American mind. And they're talking about Winston. They moved the bust of Winston Churchill.
And they sent it back to England, in fact.
Well, they sent it back to 10 Downing Street.
Right.
Packing it back off. It was a gift from Tony Blair. I'm wondering... Yes.
This happened early on in his Obama's presidency. He took the Winston Churchill bust, which was a symbol of determination and winning, which, you know, of course, during World War II was our closest ally. And this was a gift from the Prime Minister of England.
Why didn't he just
for
spit
years?
On
no,
him?
We've had it for years, decades.
Why didn't he just spit on the Prime Minister?
He did when he sent it back. I mean, he figuratively did. Anyway, there's other things, though.
But I'm just wondering, you know, you try to think about that action, and is there a personal rub with something that Winston Churchill stood for, wrote, something he stood for that's a personal rub for the president?
Yeah, he probably stood for standing up and taking being held accountable. He probably stood for taking charge when things were tough and getting things done, something this president hasn't done. You know, the thing about this whole thing is that we've got a president that has been raised in the scholarly manner. His actions, everything he has done has been on kind of the scholastic level. He has been. He is obviously a smart person. In colleges and the universities. I mean, I'm not sure about some of the common sense things, like standing in front of veterans and saying that veterans should pay for their war wounds with their own private insurance. That, to me, was not real bright. But then again, you know, those things, you know, he pulled that one back. Our president, who says that he's going, the way he wants to handle things, because he thinks like a lawyer, is like, we're going to sue people. Okay, the state of Arizona makes a law to protect themselves, and what's he say? He turns his attorney general loose, saying, hey, we're going to take a look at this. We may have to take this to court. Instead of being presidential and protecting his citizens in Arizona are being assaulted. They are being robbed. They are being kidnapped. And is the country of Mexico helping us? No, this is what happens with the country of Mexico. Calderon is calling for, saying that we torture people. And you know what torture and murder. You know what the torture and murder was? A criminal they were taking back across the border to Mexico did not want to go back. He fights, he drags two Border Patrol agents to the ground. They're fighting. Somebody hits him with the stun gun, okay? An hour and a half later, you know what? It had killed him, but it hit him with a. It done something to his heart. I guess I don't know. Nobody knows. But the thing about it is, now we torture and murder people. Hey Calderon, look around. You guys behead people down there. I mean, don't be talking like that to us. And then, I don't know, Paso. You know, they're trying to investigate a crime, and a crowd starts throwing rocks at FBI agents. I mean, they're assaulting them. They're getting knocked down. A FBI agent returns fire, kills somebody. It's a 15-year-old that's throwing rocks, by the way. All of a sudden now, the Mexican government is pointing guns at our people across the water. Hey, do you see us pointing guns at your people across the water? Only when we're being assaulted. Only when we're being invaded. Well, you know, it's the whole thing is this, is there is something wrong. There is, you know, so, you know, there is something wrong, and it starts at the highest level. When we can't even say that we're fighting. We're fighting Islamic jihadists, not just people with bad attitudes. These are people that have been raised since they're children to attack us. I don't have a lot of confidence in somebody named Neapolitano, who says that we are facing man-made disasters instead of acts of terrorism. Come on. We're not stupid. We've been there. We've seen it. We've been under attack for years. Don't you people realize that? Anyway, you know, giving back, and I'm sorry, I didn't mean to step on that, but giving back giving back the bust of Winston Churchill just kind of shows a lack of understanding.
Well, I think it again, it's the if we as a nation truly want to say that this is the place that, you know, immigrants can come and through the legal process become Americans, and it's the greatest nation, and not that we're better than others, but we are a land of the free, and people like you, Carl, and many others, and our veteran community have put their lives on the line so that we can, like you said, vote. We have a free voice. But you need to respect. You need to respect and honor history.
And you can respect and honor history in other countries. Yes, absolutely. And are we better than other countries? I think we're better than a lot of other countries. I really do. I see what other countries do. I believe we're a lot better than North Korea. I believe we're better than China, even though that's people in the State Department maybe don't believe that.
But the guy down the street thinks that we're an imperial nation.
That's because he's a jerk. And the only reason he's a jerk is because I can't really say what I think because, you know, Bob's hand isn't near the delay button there. You know, to think that we're imperialist nations. Okay, let me tell you about imperialist nations. Imperialist nations are nations that go in there and take countries away from other countries, and they stay there. You know, do you see us in other countries? Have we conquered other countries and stayed there? I mean, okay, you can say, yeah, well, yeah, I would have, you know, Texas. Okay. But the examples he was using was we're in 132, we're 56 countries. Well, many of the countries we've been asked to be there. And can we pull back? I think we should pull back from a lot of these countries. Let them work it out on their own. A lot of the times, the only piece of territory of a country that we really own is a place where our veterans are buried, where our fallen have been killed and buried in those national cemeteries. That's the only ground that we have. Anyway, we've got to take a quick break here. Carl on the Bot, Free Fire Radio, and KCNR 1460, clearly, News Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Joe Catano. Come and join us for Twilight on the Terrace at the Cafe at Turtle Bay every Friday and Saturday night through August 28th. Enjoy local bands, fabulous food, and dancing under the stars. Seating begins at 6 p.m. and reservations are not required. The Cafe at Turtle Bay is located at the Turtle Bay Exploration Park at the foot of the Sundial Bridge. See you there.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort, with expanded practice hours, including evening and Saturday appointments to accommodate busy schedules. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
Daddy, take me to the fair.
How can you possibly say no to that? With 5 days of free entertainment, carnival, auto racing, lawnmower races, pig races, destruction derby, BMX, motocross, minicycles, Pepsi, Waterworks Park Free Kids Day, the fabulous Thunderbirds, country music star Clay Walker, and hundreds of indoor and outdoor attractions, you'll find all of that and more at the Shasta District Fair June 16th through the 20th. It's super summertime family fun with Fairs No Place Like Home. Free grandstand and Pepsi stage entertainment, including Shasta County's 6th annual Shasta Idol talent competition. Save 30% on carnival ride and admission tickets by purchasing now. Call the fairgrounds office at 378-6789 to find the ticket location nearest you, along with special dress circle seating for Clay Walker and the fabulous Thunderbirds. Advance tickets save you up to 30%, but must be purchased by the close of business Tuesday, June 15th. Join the fun June 16th through the 20th with fun for the whole family. The biggest 5-day event in the county at the Shasta District Fairgrounds.
Daddy, can I ride the rides, eat cotton candy, and...
You can't say no to that.
Custom Auto Detailing wants to help get your vehicle ready for summer. Come in now and get $20 off their complete detail package. Custom Auto Detailing is your one-stop shop for all your cleaning needs. They specialize in cars, boats, and RVs. You can get your vehicle washed and waxed on the outside, detailed on the inside, or both. Custom Auto Detailing has been in business for 17 years and provides excellent quality service. Come in now and get $20 off their complete detail service. Custom Auto Detailing is located at 1180 Industrial Street, just behind the grocery outlet, or call 243-9590.
Yeah, welcome back on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Botton. Yeah, we've been eating red meat this morning. Yeah.
Hey, let's talk about the weather really fast. It's high today at 76. It's currently 58 degrees. Going to be windy today. So, it was so funny because yesterday Cheetah said, you might want to get out your medication. It's so cute.
We always got our medication out, Cheetah.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to Cheetah's, going to be firing it up again on Dancing with the Stars. She'll be out there in her beautiful gowns, emceeing.
Well, you're going to be judging.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. So that's July 10th. We're going to be giving you different things. But anyway, the weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
You know, that was a great show Monday, R.C. Anselmo, Trish Clark. And they were, people think, well, they were bashing the Record Searchlight. Well, that's always fun to do that, but no, they weren't that. It was the battle they're having with the county and the things that are going on there, the county. And this is going to be more and more stories, by the way. Hey, we've got an advisory here for veterans. All hands meeting to be held at Reading City Hall. This is an all hands meeting sponsored by the California Department of Veterans Affairs to provide veterans with topical information regarding their benefits and services, specifically for those recently returning from active duty. Among topics to be covered will be information regarding PTSD, the new GI Bill, and employment opportunities. When's that going to be? Wednesday, June 16th. That would be a week from yesterday, from 6 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. at the Civic Center Council Chambers. So that's going. We're going to talk about it a lot more besides this. But next Wednesday, June 16th, from 6 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. You know, there's something else too. One of our favorite people of all of us in here, in the studio, including our next guest, is a lady named Kim Chamberlain. She is such an integral part of this community. She supports veterans' issues. She supports our community. She supports everything that has to do with enlightening people, making their lives a better. She is just a true, true, beautiful person in this community. She is very much involved with the with remembering and the Korean War veterans. So on June 19th at noon at the Anderson VFW post number 9650, they're going to commemorate the 60th anniversary of the Korean War that started 25 June 1950 and it lasted to 27 July 1953. It's called the Forgotten War. Anyway, they are inviting all Korean War veterans and their family members to a commemorative event hosted by the Korean American community. And that's going to be 19 June, and it's going to be at noontime at the Anderson of VFW, Veterans of Foreign Wars Post, on Center Street in Anderson. We're going to talk more about it. Just a reminder for people, we're going to be there. If there's anything we can do to support Kim, well, in the veterans community anyway, we
of
course want to do that.
She is such a lovely human being.
She is. We just got a couple minutes here before we bring on our guest.
I'm reading
next.
Mark's blog.
Is it too
Mark
late?
Mark Beecham's blog.
Well, you know, Mark Beecham was on the show yesterday, and Mark says, is it too late? He, you know, what Mark says is before we lay off police officers, let's cut everything down to the bone. What's more important, park and, park and resources, city parks and resources, or police officers? Yeah, under the building commission, and they're doing all the, and the planning things. Anybody that, since we're in the doldrums of construction, can we cut back there? How many assistant city managers do we need? I think there's three of them right now. How many city attorneys do we need? We need one. Oh, no, you just tell me there's one. No, we probably just need one.
1 minute.
We've got four. I think we've got three or four in that, too. But Mark Beecham is saying, what he wrote yesterday and what he was saying yesterday on the show, cut everything else before you start cutting first responders. And, I can't help but agree with parts of this. Well, a lot of this, really. But we can't continue paying out all this money for the retirements and the health. I said, they've got to start coming back in, too. And this is going to be a huge subject over the next few months. So trust me, we're going to get all sides in here.
Coming up, we're going to be talking to Amy Palko about your nutrition. What are you doing to get ready for the summer months? This is Carla Linda Bott here on KCNR 1460, clearly News Talk Radio.
From the Fox Business Network, the most powerful name in business news. Down and down it goes. BP stock down another 9% earlier today in London as shareholders worry how much BP will have to pay out in oil spill damage claims. The British press is reporting on grumblings about BP bashing by President Obama and his administration. The mayor of London describes it as anti-British rhetoric. 456,000 new unemployment claims were filed last week. It's down 3,000 from the week before. An unhealthy labor situation in Minnesota. 12,000 nurses staging a one-day strike. Their union's angry about hospital cost-cutting. The hospitals say patients are being cared for well. A congressional report says the federal government acted too soon in providing a taxpayer bailout of the insurance giant AIG back in 2008. The report says the feds should have worked harder to work out a private industry bailout. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Connell McShane.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Keep your data safe and easily accessible.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Backup Service is the only data storage solution that combines on-site hardware for rapid restores and cloud-based storage for disaster recovery. At just 50 cents per gigabyte per month and advanced deduplication technology to significantly reduce storage space requirements, the Barracuda Backup Service is the most affordable and efficient data storage solution for any size business. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM or visit Barracuda.com.
Whatever your business card says, you're in the business of you, and only you know where you want that business to go. DeVry University's Keller Graduate School of Management offers 15 different MBA concentrations designed to match both the realities of today's business world and your career ambitions. Keller Graduate School of Management, over 85 locations and online. Discover how to grow the business of you at keller.edu. Certified to operate by CHEP in New York. DeVry University operates as DeVry College of New York.
Hi, I'm Dr. James Kremer for Shasta Dental Care. My team and I have probably seen it all when it comes to problems with your teeth. In fact, you may be like some of our patients, good people who used to be unhappy with their smiles. Does this sound familiar? You notice your teeth getting darker as the years go by. Maybe you avoid having your picture taken, even at important events like your child's wedding. You avoid some foods that you really like because they're hard to chew. Good foods like steak and salad. You might even be afraid to smile, even in front of those that you love the most. And whether this is you or someone you care about, it doesn't have to be that way. We can help. No guilt trips, no embarrassment. You've endured enough of that already. If you want it, we can use sedation to keep you comfortable. We've helped hundreds of your friends and neighbors with these same problems. At Shasta Dental Care, we provide health, comfort, and beauty through dentistry. We want to help you.
Call Dr. James Crummett at Shasta Dental Care at 241-2326. That's 241-2326. Or on the web, visit ReadingSedationDentist.com.
Keeping your money local is important to the community. We at Shasta.com are committed to this philosophy. One way you can help keep your money local is to switch your internet to Shasta.com.
You're right, Regina. Hi, I'm Andy Main. When you switch your DSL service to Shasta.com, you get a free modem, free virus and spam protection, local tech support, and no hidden fees. We are proud sponsors for local events like Cool April Nights, the Reading Rodeo, and others. The support we give these causes comes from dollars we put back into the community.
Still on dial-up? Now's the time to move to high speed. This is the best deal for DSL around, and we're here to help you get connected. Call today to learn about our installation services. So what are you waiting for?
To sign up, visit us on the web at Shasta.com or call 224-6866 or come by our office on Mistletoe Lane. Take back your internet service and bring it home. And don't forget to shop local. It's good for the community.
Right now, the Home Depot has a Ryobi One Plus starter kit for just $89, $170 value. You get an 18-volt cordless drill, circular saw, two rechargeable batteries, a one-hour charger, and a bag to keep it all in. It's got Father's Day written all over it. A Ryobi One Plus starter kit for just $89. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 7:35 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Now, you know what's happening tonight. 6 to 8, we're having a cigar night and a cigar extravaganza at Tobacco and Brew, 2143. People from Olivia Cigars are going to be there. There's going to be free gifts. There's going to be pizza. There's going to be drinks. There's going to be good cigars to smoke. Good conversation. We're going to just have a great time.
You're having a great guy day today. You get to go golfing.
You know what? We can talk about that a little bit, too.
And then you get your cigars.
And you know what? I might even be able to get out early and do some trap shooting.
You know, I'm telling you, it's just a...
It's hard being me.
Yeah.
But there's other times I'm here till like midnight trying to clean up after Bad Bob.
Well, our next segment is we're going to talk to Amy Palko. But before that, to continue on with what we were discussing before the break... We're talking about the city, and we're going to take your call right now. Bruce, good morning. You're on KCNR.
Well, good morning, Carl and Linda.
How are you?
Well.
I just want to make a little bit of response reply to the guy that you had on yesterday that was talking about that union people were looking for representations to run against Basadi and Jones because they would be more in line with what they're going to be doing. And my reply is that he mentioned Mr. Murray. I guess we can use his name. But that's like Jerry Brown deal. I mean, we know where Murray came from, and he's one of the guys that was part of why they don't have any money, because they did the big bonus paycheck out for the prior retirement of Mike Warren, which is costing the city, I don't know, over the next 30 years, it costs a lot of money. But
I think it's over $200,000 a year, but I'm not sure. Huh? I think it was $180,000, something like that.
It's a ton, you know, and it was not illegal, but it was certainly unethical. So with those guys to say, well, they in their vocabulary, they don't have cut, nor, I mean, that's just not part of it.
Well, you know,
this entitlement program stuff is killing the cities, it's killing the state of California, and it's going to be there's going to be some rough decisions to be made in the future because they're unsustainable, and they just don't seem like that they want to face up to this. Now, I don't think the firemen and the policemen should be out there taking the whole cuts, but there's some really serious decisions to be made in the future here.
Well, you know, the city of Sacramento just took, they're cutting 750 jobs down there because of their deficits. And, well, you know,
I hate to make a suggestion. One of the first things, why don't they take a look at what other people are doing? The state of Oregon raised their retirement age to 60. That helped out. There's a ton of cities out there right now that are looking at privatizing part of their services, like the Parks and Recreation Department or the meter readers or the city street repair. I mean, and then you wouldn't have to worry about entitlement stuff like that.
No, you know, I absolutely agree. You know, I think that when we start talking privatization, we need to look at all parts of it. But what's wrong with that? What's wrong with giving, you know, first of all, it put other people to work. And one of the things about privatization, you'd want to have it, you know, local companies hiring local people.
Absolutely.
You know, and I'd have somebody come in from the state of Colorado that hires people for $4 an hour to hold a sign. You want somebody that's from around here. We have plenty of competent people to do that.
No.
But we've got to do something. We've got to get this under control. It's not getting any better, and we need both sides to kind of, you know, get out of this cat fight, you know, crap they're in and start acting like adults.
Yeah, but we don't necessarily need the unions to go out there and try to stick somebody down our throat that's going to be aligned 100%.
Well, you know what? I think this is going to be interesting. You know,
there's going to be a big...
who's going to run for this job?
I think Bassotti and Jones are going to be down at the Tea Party doing an explanation or maybe a Q&A. I don't know. I think that might be happening.
They've been there before, I believe. So anyway, hey, Bruce, we got to run.
Okay.
Hey, thanks a lot for your phone call. All right. Hey, our guest, Amy Palko.
Amy Palko from Adamson's Peak Performance. And before, good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
I want to do a little bit of a little brag on you.
Okay.
Carl and I have been working with Amy and wanted to bring her on because, you know, when people are really good, and also Bob, you've worked with Amy in the past. Amy is a personal trainer, but let me give you a little bit of her background. She is a certified fitness therapy trainer, and she's certified through International Sports Science Association and is a certified personal trainer through the National Academy of Sports Medicine. She also holds a bachelor's degree in nutrition from Chico State University. In her fitness industry tenure, Amy has run kids fitness camps, high school athletic conditioning programs, injury rehab programs, and senior fitness programs. So that's just a little bit of what Amy Palko is about. We're so happy to have you on and share who you are with our many listeners that are looking at, okay, I have to get my butt off the couch and do something in order to just, you know, if I'm going to engage in life, I have to be fit.
Right. It has to become a lifestyle. It has to be something you do forever.
Now, this is something you can do just by getting off the couch and starting to walk around the street, isn't
Absolutely.
It?
You don't have to be in a place. You can be doing this at home. You can, while you're listening to this radio program, you could be marching in place and doing exercises at home. You just have to get moving.
Okay, so you understand that. Okay, Dave, the Indian, and Jeff, and all you get up and start marching in place there.
Well, let's talk a little bit about who you are and how you fulfill, because you've done extensive studying, obviously. When did you decide that this is going to be your profession?
Wow. Well, when I was in eighth grade, I really had a strong interest in nutrition, and so my interest for nutrition kind of started there, and I've always been an athlete. So being physically fit, the more fit you are in the off season, provided for a better season, you know, whatever sport you played, and also the better you ate, you played better as an athlete. So basically, from eighth grade and all through high school, I really just had a very strong interest in fitness and nutrition and how it improved people, how to improve myself even. So, and about when I was 16, I had a dream that I wanted to be a personal trainer and pursue that and work with people's nutrition. And it came about 8 years ago. I was able to fall into that line of work. So.
Well, that's great. We're talking with Amy Palko. When we come back, I'm going to ask you some questions about nutrition, because I know a lot of us, in fact, it's actually, there's something in the paper today that's talking about food for your brain.
So on the break, can I get my second cup of coffee and a donut?
Oh, God.
No, you're not. Don't say that. This is Carl.
More exercise. More exercise.
Yeah, just kidding. Hit the floor and do 20, Carl. Oh, we'll be back right after these messages. Many of you know that Carl and I loved work out at Adamson's Peak Performance. Why? Because of results. Today, I'm with Steve Wapshaw, who has an amazing testimony. Steve, share with our listeners what's happened for you.
Well, I was pushing 289 pounds, and I wasn't happy with where that was headed. So what I did was I combined the 30-minute fit small group training program with the Take Shape for Life program run by Amy down at Adamson's. And the results that I've had so far is I've lost 41 pounds. I feel 10 years younger. I'm being told that I look 10 years younger. I feel good in my body again. I've got great energy, and I'm very, very happy. I've got about 15 more pounds to lose, but I know I'm going to get there, and I'm looking forward to the results.
That is so awesome. Call Adamson's Peak Performance today for your transformation. That's 221-8006. Adamson's Peak Performance on Bocelli.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and the Bot. It is 7:44 in the morning.
Get up.
Our phone lines here are 605-4567. If you were up right now just marching in place, you'd be burning calories. And then you go to a very nutritious breakfast. Right, Amy?
That's right. Absolutely.
You know, before we went to break, we were talking about your many years of training and education on nutrition and also physical therapy and fitness. Through the years, I'm sure you've seen many fads in dieting and books, like probably Know Your Body Type. And some of those have beneficial things, information for people. My question would be, is that right now you've got a nutritional program that you guys are running at Adamson's. And Carl and I, when we needed to, like, chop off some weight from that winter coat that we put on.
Right.
And it was really effective.
Yeah.
And it has been effective. If we followed it 100%, it would be more effective. What made you decide to do, it's called?
It's called Take Shape for Life. It's a physician-driven diet that is now open to more people, because as long as you become a certified health coach through the company, we are able to reach a larger audience. The many fast products that are used have been around for about 30 years, so they're very well tested. And in fact, John Hopkins University has done several tests with the product, so they've got tests to back that it helps people on diabetes, that it helps with weight loss. It is an amazing program. I've seen so many people have just such great success. And it's a catalyst. It's a way to help people get that little kick that they need. You know, sometimes people just feel stuck. And although, you know, you preach the concepts of what good nutrition should be, sometimes people just have a hard time getting started. And in today's society, we're all on the run, and everybody's really busy, and they need something that's goof-proof and that works fast and that's easy for them to use, and they don't have to do a lot of think time. So the Take Shape for Life program affords people that ability to do that. Like we heard Steve, he's been a great success on this.
And what's interesting is that was not planned to run that commercial
then.
It just kind of threw in.
Bob's over there. He's putting money in his pocket right now. we call it marine proof. And here's the thing. You know, we're not pushing any program like this. I just know is that all the work we've done with the station, that we haven't had the chance. And that's not true. You know, we've put our priorities someplace else. If you follow the plan, we dropped 10 pounds, and we could have dropped more by now if we had just stayed, you know, faithful to the plan. I don't know if you call that an endorsement. I just know it worked for me, and it worked for Linda. But you know, it's like anything. You don't need to. You just have to have this, less calories in, more calories out attitude.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, and it's a program that also includes, it wants you to incorporate fitness and exercise into it, into your life, too. And, you know, eventually it wants you to work on really planning, you know, what you need to have in your life as far as foods go. But it starts with just you planning one main meal through your day. So you're really working on getting a lean and green, which is your, could be any meal, could be breakfast, lunch, or dinner, whichever one you pick. But you're focusing on a lean protein and about 2 cups of vegetables. And really, that's how all America should be really eating our dinners. It should be mostly a lean protein and half that plate coming from vegetables.
Why do you think, kind of switching into like the gym mentality, I have several people through the day that think, gee, I used to go to that gym, but I just don't want to go. Not that gym, not Adamson's, but another gym. And I just, I'm not really a gym person. What would you say, what would you tell, or how would you share to encourage people to walk through the door? For instance, Adamson's is not, I don't really consider that like a gym. It is a gym, but it's not traditionally the feeling of a gym. It's a, what is it?
Right. Well, we specialize in personal training. We're more of a personal training studio. People are more than welcome to come down and join our facility. But we really specialize in small group training and individualized training or buddy training. So we are a little bit more specialized than most gyms. And so we actually have the ability to really get to know people. I think when people say that, that they're not a gym person, I think they haven't had a really good experience at other gyms. I think they've, you know, walked into some gym and they've kind of been, you know, grabbed on and said, hey, sign up. And they get excited about this. And the people who are signing them up make them feel excited. And then once they get in, they become lost in the herd. I don't think they get taken care of as well as they do, say, at Adamson's Peak Performance. We know everybody who walks through that door. Everybody gets a hello. And, you know, we are there to watch everybody. So everyone starts out with some personal training, and a lot of times they'll either do small group. We have a great fit circuit. It's only a half hour. Get in, get out. We have some great women's boot camps, starting with some sports training for kids, and we got some boot camps for young girls as well. So we really cover the gamut there, but we take care of people. You know, it's about making them feel good about what they're doing. It's tough walking through those doors.
Well, it is, and but you know what's really important too. Something you just said is kids. We need to start with our kids because you know, I mean, it's one thing to be 62 and be packing it, you know, an extra 15 pounds or whatever.
Right.
It's something else to be 8 years old and packing an extra 20 or 25 pounds. I mean, it just doesn't work. And you know, if you want your child to be bullied, and these are studies they've done, and we've talked about it before, a 60% chance of to increase your child being bullied, that's 60 times, a 60% more chance for a child to be bullied is if that child's overweight.
True.
And if so, you know, it's starting your child at an early age on nutrition and exercise.
Right.
Is, you know, it can do nothing but help this child.
Exactly. And another scary statistic is that they're finding that this is the first time in history that parents may start outliving their children because the kids just aren't eating healthy. They're finding atherosclerosis in young children. That's scary.
Do you think that's because of, you know, not to pick out any kind of fast food chain, but, you know, kind of the, I'm hurried up, so let's just get you some, what do they call the little, the chicken McNugget kind of mentality.
Yeah, I think,
you know. The Happy Meal.
Well, yeah.
It's a Happy Meal.
I think a lot of times, you know, even the parents haven't been well educated. And so, you know, if they're not well educated, they're thinking that they're at least getting their kids some food. And unfortunately, it's cheap food. But what people don't realize is that maybe they're spending a little bit right now by buying that meal, but in the long run, they're going to be spending a lot of money when it comes to health care, when it comes to taking care of all the other issues that are going to be compounded by eating that food.
Well, you know, the whole thing is education. We've got to take a break here. But when we come back, Amy, I'd like you to just, you know, tell our listeners, this should be what your average intake should be, you know, of, you know, okay, it's breakfast, let's get up, and just take us through a day of what people could be eating that would keep them in a healthy style, but yet, at the end, you know, some people go, gosh, you know, you diet is part of the word diet.
Absolutely.
Right? And it's not meant to be that way.
No.
So let's just go, when we come back, go through a day of good nutrition that can help people lose some
great.
Weight. Carl
Lindebach,
Free Fiber Radio, KCNR 1460, clearly News Talk Radio.
Hey, well, all right. white Surrey here, we'll go there, and what are they going to give for? I'm a $600 down here.
Hey, good morning, Reading, and welcome to Let's Sell It with Ernie and Dave at KCNR Radio.
Dave.
What, Ernie?
It's not Saturday yet. I know you're all excited, but we have, our show is on Saturday mornings between 7 and 8 a.m.
Oh, man, what are we doing here?
Well, we're asking people to clean out their garage and call in and sell our stuff for free.
Oh, the yard sales, garage sales, and all that stuff. They can call in for nothing.
That's right, free.
Absolutely free.
Saturday morning, 7 to 8.
Hey, brought to you by Bibles, Books, and More.
By Amsoil, oilblog.com. By Essex Heating and Air.
And by ShastaTradingPost.com.
So, Dave, are you going to be here Saturday morning between 7 and 8 a.m.?
I'm going to be here with bells on, buddy.
And where's this at?
KCNR, 1460.
Here we come, a lot number 29 in. What are they going to give home? I'm a 25 to get 35, another 50 to make it.
Five Star Bank is here for you for more than 10 years in the great North Valley. It's true. Americans are the hardest working people on the planet. Just ask anyone that has made the commitment to be their own boss. Whether you are fulfilling your ambitions by starting your own business or growing your successful business, Five Star Bank is here with smart, safe, and stable advice. Your bank should act like a business partner with your business in mind. Being able to rely on a bank that really understands that kind of relationship is peace of mind. Five Star Bank is here for you. It's tough out there. Let Five Star Bank help you put the shine on this recovering economy. Smart people doing good business. Visit us at 358 Hartnell in Reading or call us at 223-6652. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bod. It is 7:54 in the morning. Looks like it's going to be a great day, Linda.
Wait, we got to wait for this part right here.
Start walking.
That's what everybody needs to do in the morning, just start walking.
Well, you know, if you look at the election process, we have a woman running for governor. We have a woman running for a senator against another woman who's a running senator, who is this senator? This is it's getting dangerous out here. Those high heels can go all up and down. Okay, Amy, one of the things we talked about here in our last segment was how can you eat nutritionally and not at the end of the day be, you know, pulling yourself along the road trying to get home?
Absolutely. You know, it's funny that you say the whole comment about the diet. I've always refrained from using the word diet because it has the word die in it, and it's not about that. You know, I got into nutrition for my degree and for my career, too, because I love food. And it brings people together in so many ways, families and you know, friends. And so it's meant to be a positive thing. So, you know, when you think about how can I eat well and how can I eat healthy, the main thing you need to think about is you want to get 3/4 of your caloric intake in before your last 2 or 3 meals, meaning your first 4 meals should be the largest composition of your foods. Unfortunately, what happens is most people eat very small breakfast, or most people actually skip breakfast, which is very, very bad. And then they'll kind of start picking up their intake until eventually they get to dinner time, and now they're eating this huge meal. And unfortunately for some people, that starts the eating frenzy because they haven't eaten enough throughout their day to get the calories that their body needs. So guess what? At dinner time, the body's going to start going, oh, now you're feeding me. Now I need more calories. Now you need to give me all the calories that you didn't give me during the day. So people need to flip that around. In fact, there was a study that was done with some women, and they had the same group of women, and they put one study with one group of women had a large breakfast, and the second group of women, they had a large dinner. Well, the women who ate the large breakfast either all lost weight or maintained, and the women who had the large dinner all gained. So what you want to do is start off with a good solid breakfast. Within a good half hour or 45 minutes from waking up, you need to put something into your stomach. You've got to start that metabolism. First thing you should do is have a glass of water. Before your juice, before your coffee, a glass of water. Then have a meal and make it with a little bit of protein, a little bit of carbohydrates. So maybe you have a couple of egg whites or even 2 eggs. Eggs aren't a whole horrible thing as people think they are. But, you know, have an egg and a piece of toast and a good whole wheat piece of toast, and then have a piece of fruit. So what you want to try to be doing is combining some protein and some carbohydrate together. You kind of want to think about having your plates look like rainbows. be as colorful as you can be. When you're too bland, you're not having the right array of food. Think about fast food. It's really bland looking. So you want to have colorful things. So have some fruit in the morning. Have whole grains. Have whole grain cereal like oatmeal. Have eggs or have a little bit of Canadian bacon. And then you want a snack. 5 to 6 times a day you should be eating. Have some nuts with maybe an apple or have some a string cheese and with some, you know, cottage cheese and yogurt. Have a snack in between.
Not pounds of it. It just
No. A serving. A serving. And that's huge, too, because people over-portion. You know, if people would just follow portion sizes and realize, look, I need to eat slowly. It takes 15 to 20 minutes before your brain registers that you're even full. So slow down when you're eating.
And here's the beautiful thing about, you know, Adamson's Peak Performance and bringing in experts like and some lovely Amy is that it's, again, it's local. It's owned locally.
Right.
These people have been here for a long time, community-driven. And Amy, I mean, you're helping to change lives for the better. And that's one of the main reasons that we wanted to bring you on was, you know, we've enjoyed working out with you, having you inspire us, helping us to keep on track.
Right.
Because we exert a lot of energy doing with what we're doing.
Absolutely.
My friends go, I don't know where you're getting this energy. And I'm thinking, okay, well, you know, when you're passionate about something, you know,
right.
you just move forward. You get up and you just go. But it's really important, and the fuel you put in your body and how you're dealing with it.
Right.
So it's wonderful that you do that, not only help people nutritionally, but help them with their individual needs with their bodies.
Absolutely. Yeah, and we're all different. We all need, you know, things just a little bit differently, which is why not all one plan would work for everybody else. But if you follow some basic rules and, you know, you make sure you get 4 to 5 servings of fruits and vegetables a day. I mean, make that a main part of your diet and focus on lean proteins and hearty whole grains. Get away from the sugars. Get away from the white breads. Get away from the things in the restaurants. When you go out to eat, you can still go out to eat and have a great time. I love going out to eat.
You know, a lot of restaurants aren't serving bread now,
yeah.
which I find interesting unless
yeah.
you request it. And I think that's, you know, first thing, that's just cost cutting. But then, you know, when you think about it, do you really miss the bread?
No.
I mean, it's that
you're
kind
over-portioned of thing. In restaurants anyway.
And
you don't
most,
eat all
most,
that food.
Most restaurants you are. Some of them. You know, in fact, in some restaurants, when they give the correct proportions, you think, oh, my gosh, where's the rest
people
of the
complain.
Food?
They
yeah,
they
they do.
They start complaining about not getting enough.
Well, we recently went out to dinner at a very nice restaurant when we were visiting Sacramento, and it was beautifully done. It was just enough to taste each particular meal
right.
for both of us to get those bite size of great food. So
our guest has been Amy Falco.
Yeah.
I want to say Falco, of course, but Amy Falco.
And you might want to go to Adamson's Peak Performance website. You can check out Amy's
profile
and go into Adamson's Peak Performance
and see all of our specials. That
yeah.
we have.
Yeah.
You bet. Yeah.
Talk about boot camp, man.
Thanks a lot, Amy, for being on.
Oh, thank you for having me. I really appreciate
it. People don't realize is that, you know, now what they're eating is so important, and especially for their children, you know.
Absolutely.
And there's some really scary statistics out there that these kids should not have to be doing this. And guess what? You know, we're doing it to the kids.
Right.
I should say the parents are doing it to the kids because, you know they only will do what their parents give them. You know, it's not
right.
like they can go out and buy it on their own.
That's right.
Hey, we're going to take a quick break here for the news. We're going to come back. We're going to be talking Gun Owners of California. Carl on the Bot, Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460, clearly News Talk Radio.
This is KCNR Shasta Redding.
News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. A big offensive in the war on drugs. Raids conducted across the country. Fox News Radio's Chris Barnes, live in Washington.
Dave, the feds hope this is a major blow to Mexican drug traffickers. Attorney General Eric Holder just announcing that as part of a 22-month investigation known as Project Deliverance, federal authorities arrested more than 400 people just yesterday in 19 states and seized thousands of pounds of illegal drugs.
As successful as this operation was, it was just one battle. in what is an ongoing war.
Also arrested earlier in the operation, a suspected leader of a drug trafficking organization from Mexico who's called a high-value target, Dave.
Chris, it's now 20 U.S. troops dead in Afghanistan this month. Another American killed in a roadside bomb today. This is a Taliban attack on a wedding, left at least 40 dead around Kandahar. How will Washington handle the disaster in the Gulf? Well, as more oil spews out and crews try to keep it off the coast, President Obama is about to sit down with congressional leaders. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live at the White House.
Dave, VP certainly high on the agenda this hour as the president meets with the Republican and Democratic leaders from both the House and the Senate. He certainly received bipartisan criticism over his handling of the crisis. Meanwhile, Congress continues a series of hearings on the Gulf today. Lawmakers and President Obama also talking about the economy at this meeting. Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke just saying earlier this week, brother, the economy is growing, even if it's modest and fragile, Dave.
Now, Rich, on Wall Street, there's a big rally. The stock market helped in part by the job market.
The number of people filing for jobless claims for the first time fell by 3,000 in the latest week. The number of workers continuing to file for claims, it fell by the largest amount in almost a year.
Fox Business Network's Colin McShane, the Dow's up 220. A Connecticut man's in a hospital. After he was trapped in his basement for at least 3 days, his arm stuck in the furnace, wedged there as he was working on it. Police found him after he'd missed work and wasn't answering his phone. Firefighters had to rip the furnace apart to free him. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Father's Day is here, so give Dad the new personalized video gift card from the Home Depot. There's nothing like it. This one lets you make a video for Dad to watch online and in 3D if he's got a webcam. Plus, new lower prices means Dad can stretch your dollars further on what he really wants. So this Father's Day, give Dad a personalized video gift card. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. stores only.
When you use the Premier Rewards Gold Card from American Express, the rewards points can keep on multiplying. By 3, with triple points on airfare. By 2, with double points on gas and groceries. And a single point for pretty much every other dollar you spend on the card. Then, start choosing from over 1 million rewards to redeem all those points. Apply today and the annual fee for the first year is on us. Call 1-800-AXP-GOLD or visit AXPGold.com. The annual fee for the card is $175. See terms, conditions, and restrictions at AXPGold.com.
He's an election away from being a U.S. senator from South Carolina.
I wasn't surprised much. I mean, I worked hard. I knew I've earned it.
Alvin Green won the Democratic primary Tuesday. He says he campaigned across the state, but didn't raise funds and didn't have a website. And the opponent he beat had never heard of him.
Well, I work with my friends and friends of my friends.
But the party wants him to step aside, which he's refusing to do, because Green's facing felony charges, accused of showing obscene photos to a college girl. Now, she says...
This man... decides he's going to run for Senate and it all comes back and it's not fair to me.
Green is not commenting on that case. Rod Blagojevich's trial is back on in Chicago. One of his best friends ready to keep testifying against Illinois' impeached ex-governor.
He had a personal tailor and a desire to become president. That's what Lon Monk says about his ex-boss, Rod Blagojevich, who has pleaded not guilty to federal corruption charges. Monk told of a scheme to use Blagojevich's power as governor to get money, put it into accounts that would be hard to locate, and divvy it up after leaving office. Monk says he was approached about it as early as Blagojevich's first run for governor in 2002 and admits he was intrigued and wanted to make money. During opening statements, the defense portrayed Monk as someone who befriended and then duped Rod Blagojevich. In Chicago, Jennifer Kuiper, Fox News Radio.
Lawyers are proposing a new settlement for thousands of Ground Zero workers suing New York City over exposure to toxic dust. Lawyers representing about 10,000 workers going before a federal judge today. They're expected to present a possible deal to revise a settlement that the judge originally had rejected. In Nashville... American Idol turned country queen Carrie Underwood, another big awards winner at the CMT Music Awards, getting the award for Video of the Year and CMT Performance of the Year, as money was also donated to Nashville flood victims. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. It is 8:06 in the morning. Our phone line's here, 605-4567. We're streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Currently 60 degrees. It's going to be high today of 76, and we're going to have northwest winds between 9 and 16 miles per hour. Some gust up to 23 miles per hour. So be careful. The weather's always brought to you by Ensalmo Vineyards. We have somebody very special on the line.
Yeah, let's go to the phones here. Jim Nielsen. Jim, good morning.
Good morning, folks. How are you there today?
Fine. Hey, congratulations on your win.
Oh, thank you very much. Glad to continue service. There was no break. Went back into the heavy budget conference committee yesterday, and tomorrow, today, this long hours. I'll be working on the budget conference committee at about 8 o'clock tonight.
Well, Jim, is anything changing in this budget? Are we getting closer to anything?
Yeah, actually so. In fact, one of the things I'd like to report is making a little progress on pension reform. I've been meeting with a lot of folks, including the governor's office. The governor's made it a priority. There seems to be a willingness on behalf of some of the unions to come up with some constructive reforms of the pensions. So, that's a little bit of a surprise at the sidebar to get this budget in order, but it's a key part of prospectively keeping budget in order, Carl. So I'm really encouraged at this progress. I've got several meetings today in addition to the budget conference committee dealing with pensions.
Well, one of the things, of course, that we're going through up here in Reading, as you well know, is, we're getting ready to lay off some police officers, and a lot of it has to do, of course, with pension reform, health benefit reform, when you can retire and all of this. And it's, this is not a great time to have to be starting to lay off police officers, trust me, as you know.
You bet, and that's what hopefully can happen in the budget that enough is done that does retain the public safety. Obviously, my priority in that area, and I think that's got to be taken care of ahead of anything else. Public education is really important. Public safety is right there, too.
Our guest today is going to be Sam Pardues from the Gun Owners of California. In fact, he's on the other line. You mind if we patch him through? He says he's got a question for you.
Oh, yeah, you betcha.
Okay. Sam, good morning.
Good morning.
We have Jim Nielsen, Assemblyman Jim Nielsen on the other line. You said you have a question for him.
That I had a question for him?
Oh, okay. I'm sorry that my producer misunderstood what you said. Anyway, but I know that you have, when we were down at the, when we were down visiting the Capitol, that we saw you, that you had all had been talking on some of the gun owner issues.
Well, Assemblyman Jim Nielsen has been one of our heroes from the past for many years, and now that he's back, he stood in the gap and carried the flag and waved it, and we've been following him, and he's just been awesome, and I was ecstatic to see that he won his election handily, and we would be way worse off without the Assemblyman there. So, he's fighting the charge on the budget. That is a monumental deal with immense complications, and Jim's the guy to do it. We're blessed to have him there.
Hey.
Well, listen, before I sign off, Carl, because yeah. I know you want to be on there with Sam, and Sam and I have been fighting these battles. Chuck, in the last 2.5 weeks, we've had the open carry bill and the long gun bill and the lead shot bill, every one of them. And then another three, the same day last week, we had two of the anti-gun bills. We had three bills to hurt charter schools, and I got up and observed in part in my debate that it seems like a lot of members of this honorable body think law-abiding gun owners in California and charter schools are the enemy. And you've really got your priorities wrong in this regard. There's so darn many bills every year. But we fought the good fight last week together with Sam. We're going to fight it again in the Senate coming up.
Well, the what you said about the budget, maybe there's a breakthrough here, Jim, and let's hope so.
All right. Thank you so much, and have a great day.
All right,
thank
Jim,
you so much,
for the
Jim.
Call.
Our guest, Sam, I know I'm going to, butcher your last name, Pardees.
Paredes,
I'm sorry.
There you go.
Is from the, you are the CEO, president of the Gun Owners of California.
Correct.
And like Jim says, there's been a number of battles being fought here in the last 2 weeks, and not all the news was good, was it?
No, not at all, actually. And that's why it's so important to have people like Jim leading the charge for us, because not only is he right on all of our gun rights, but what good is it to have gun rights when you live in hell because the state has bankrupted our schools, our businesses, our wrecked our roads. They've put prisoners back out on the streets. It's important to have somebody who understands freedom and understands the Constitution across the board. But yeah, we've been, this last week was a big fight, and we knew, you know, sometimes you have to fight a battle knowing that you're going to come out bloodied, and we knew that in the Assembly we were going to get bloodied, and that stuff was going to go over to the Senate. The Senate is a different thing, a different animal, and we have a slightly better than 50-50 chance that we're going to be able to defeat these bills.
Okay, hey, Sam, we've got to take a break. When we come back, we want to talk about every one of these bills and then the impact it can have on those people that are legal, law-abiding gun owners or want to become a legal, law-abiding gun owner. This is Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
Are you a collector of vinyl records? Then you want to go see Rock and Run at Meteor Music in Anderson. Meteor Music has a large variety of hard-to-find vinyl records of all speeds. Rock and Run sells, buys, and appraises any vinyl record. Meteor Music is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. If you're missing a bit of the past and want to step into nostalgia, then make a trip to Meteor Music, located at 2927 East Center Street in Anderson, or call 378-2050.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I, and the crew, would like to remind everybody about the Shasta District Fair. Come out and support our local kids in the 4-H and FFA Junior Livestock Sale, and the folks who donate back to the community 4-H and FFA barbecue. We do appreciate it. The same weekend is the French Antique Truck Show at Fall River Mills at the Round Barn and 299, June 19th, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. They're serving tri-tip and chicken and lots of old trucks. Here at Northern Lights, we're removing a lot of barbecue bottles, propane, so don't get caught running out on Sunday. Pick up extra bottles. The ethanol-free 93 is working great for all the weed eaters, mowers, and chainsaws. And also, see Brenda at Weaverville. They are now an open site for CFN and Fleetwide cards and Visa 24/7. So give us a call at 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Psych Talk, psychology for everyday life.
Join us, Katie Cundy and Ryan Frost, local marriage and family therapist interns, every Saturday at noon.
Each week, we discuss important mental health topics. Our guest for May will be Dr. Delene Forrester with PTSD, grief and loss, and Dr. Gregory White of National University, introducing us to jealousy.
Tune in for emotional health with Psych Talk, Saturdays at noon.
On KCNR 1460.
Daddy, take me to the fair.
How can you possibly say no to that? With 5 days of free entertainment, carnival, auto racing, lawnmower races, pig races, destruction derby, BMX, motocross, minicycles, Pepsi, Waterworks Park Free Kids Day, the fabulous Thunderbirds, country music star Clay Walker, and hundreds of indoor and outdoor attractions, you'll find all of that and more at the Shasta District Fair June 16th through the 20th. It's super summertime family fun with Fairs No Place Like Home. Free grandstand and Pepsi stage entertainment, including Shasta County's 6th annual Shasta Idol Talent Competition. Save 30% on carnival ride and admission tickets by purchasing now. Call the Fairgrounds office at 378-6789 to find the ticket location nearest you, along with special dress circle seating for Clay Walker and the fabulous Thunderbirds. Advance tickets save you up to 30%, but must be purchased by the close of business Tuesday, June 15th. Join the fun June 16th through the 20th with fun for the whole family. The biggest 5-day event in the county at the Shasta District Fairgrounds.
Daddy, can I ride the rides, eat cotton candy, and...
You can't say no to that.
Good morning, Reading. You're listening to KCNR 1460. This is Free Fire Radio. This morning with Carl and Linda Bott. We're taking your call 605-4567. Always here. 62 degrees this morning currently. It's 8:14 in the morning. It's going to be a high today of 76. We are on the phone right now, and thank you so much, Sam Pettidez. Is that correct? Sam? Lost him.
Okay, we're talking about gun laws.
We're talking about gun laws, and hopefully Sam will call back. I'm not sure how he dropped, but anyway, we're talking about bills that have been passed in the Assembly regarding gun rights, and
we've gotten a
that happens sometimes when you take a long break.
Well, you know, the other thing, too, is you get hammered,
hammered
in the assembly on it. Okay, you know, let's talk about some of the things that are happening. We're having a Veterans All-Hands meeting to be held at the Reading City Hall. It's an all-hands meeting sponsored by the California Department of Veterans Affairs to provide veterans with topical information regarding their benefits and services, specifically for those recently returning from active duty. Among topics to be covered will be post-traumatic stress, the new GI Bill, and employment opportunities. That's going to be Wednesday, June 16th, from 6 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. at the Civic Center Council Chambers. Plus, on June 19th, will be the 60th anniversary of the Korean War commemoration down at the Anderson VFW Post number 9650 on Center Street. We'll talk more about that as time gets closer.
Well, we've got Sam back on the line. Good morning, Sam. Thank you for calling back. I'm not sure if that was a cell phone dropout or whatever, but you're there?
I am here.
Okay, Sam Pettitus. We were talking about, before the break, what has been the what bill specifically that's been passed in the assembly you think will in fact affect the gun owners currently at this time the most?
Probably the one is AB 1934 by Lori Saldana of San Diego. That's the one that will ban the open carry of unloaded firearms in public. She saw people walking around with holstered firearms that were empty, and it intimidated her, and she was scared, and so she decided, when that happens, I got to write a bill. So she wrote a bill, and having the ability to carry firearms in California has been our right since we became a state. During when Governor Reagan was governor, and the Black Panthers marched into the state capitol with AR-15s loaded, the Mulford Act was passed, which said that you couldn't carry loaded firearms in public, but they did not ban unloaded firearms. You could still carry unloaded firearms in public, and it was no big deal. And people had done it forever. Well, because some people are scared or intimidated by them, of course, that's a reason for some liberal to write a bill, and that's what she's going to do. It's moved out of the assembly and is over in the Senate now, and that's a really bad thing.
Well, this happened because a group of people went to a Starbucks, right? And they all carried. Wasn't this for some kind of protest?
Well, it is to some extent to a protest, but it's also people getting together to take advantage of their rights, and they went to the Starbucks, and the Starbucks was perfectly willing to have them come in. They said, if it's legal for you to carry unloaded firearms on your hips, come on in, buy our coffee, and that's fine. Other restaurants decided, no, we don't want this because it scares our customers, and that's their right. And people have not forced themselves into places where they're not wanted. They pretty much have kept it to areas of boardwalks and on the beaches and things like that to not cause any problems. But let me tell you, because California is not a shall-issue state on concealed weapons permits, because people cannot, by and large, get a permit to defend themselves, to protect themselves, people are exerting their rights in the other way, and that's through open carry.
Well, they're carrying an unloaded weapon, though.
Yeah, but they're carrying magazines on the other hip. And
that's what scared her, right, Ms. Sanchez? She said, "Oh, wait a minute, they can load these because they're carrying ammunition." So
that's
so you should not be able to carry a weapon unless you've got some kind of concealed carry permit.
Yeah, and they don't want to see it exposed because they're scared of them. They think that they are they intimidate people. I pointed out to them in committee that during the 1960s, during the Civil Rights Act, passage of the Civil Rights Act, businesses had sued the federal government and said, we don't want to hire people of color because our customers tell us that they are scared and intimidated by them. So we shouldn't be forced to. And the Supreme Court said, you know what, just because people are scared or intimidated does not give anybody the right to deny somebody their civil right. And that's what's happening here. People are scared or don't know what's going on because they don't understand it. They don't understand that We've had this freedom, and these people are just exercising that freedom. But once what the open carry people do, they have flyers, they have information. To if anybody has a question, they give it to them. It gives them the law. It gives them what it is that they're doing and how they're doing it and why they're doing it. And a lot of people just say, oh, thanks for letting us know. Appreciate it. We didn't know this. So it's an educational thing as well as a protest and an exhibition of their rights.
Well, that exhibition of their rights ended up in a somewhat upside-down event. When they did that, they must have known something was going to happen.
They did, and what it has done, and the leadership there has wanted to elevate the issue into the public mind because nothing was happening on concealed weapons up there in your neck of the woods and where I live in El Dorado County. We don't the razor wire isn't quite so sharp, and our sheriffs and our police chiefs trust their citizens and residents, and they tend to issue concealed weapons permits. But the vast majority of the citizens live in the Bay Area and in the greater Los Angeles area, and their ability to protect themselves or to acquire a concealed weapons permit is almost non-existent.
It is
a virtual ban.
I agree 100% on that. Hey, Sam, we got to take a break, but
sure.
but you're absolutely right. You know, the thing about it is the concealed carry permits up here are done in a reasonable, common-sense manner by our Sheriff Tom Basinko. But if you go to San Diego, I'm the same person. I'm the same person that I am up here. I would never get a permit.
That's correct.
Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, clearly News Talk Radio.
Where do you go when you want to buy that special piece of jewelry? Where do you go when you need an honest opinion and a trustworthy jeweler? Four Winds Jewelry. Whether selling your gold, redesigning older jewelry pieces, or buying that special stone, engagement, or wedding ring, Four Winds Jewelry is the place to go. Four Winds Jewelry has been in business for over 30 years. Four Winds Jewelry has traveled around the world, developing relationships to bring you the best in quality gems and loose stones. You deserve the best. You need a jeweler you can trust at prices you can afford. Four Winds Jewelry also has the only on-site expert watchmaker and repairman specializing in high-end watches. Come in and see us at Four Winds Jewelry.
Four Winds Jewelry on Hilltop Drive in Redding, across from C.R. Gibbs. Open Monday through Friday from 9:30 to 4. For private appointments, call 222-2750. That's Four Winds Jewelry.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Keep your data safe and easily accessible.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Backup Service is the only data storage solution that combines on-site hardware for rapid restores and cloud-based storage for disaster recovery. At just 50 cents per gigabyte per month and advanced deduplication technology to significantly reduce storage space requirements, the Barracuda Backup Service is the most affordable and efficient data storage solution for any size business. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM. Or visit Barracuda.com.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
Hey, good morning, Redding, and welcome to Let's Sell It with Ernie and Dave at KCNR Radio.
Dave.
What, Ernie?
It's not Saturday yet. I know you're all excited, but our show is on Saturday mornings between 7 and 8 a.m.
Oh, man, what are we doing here?
Well, we're asking people to clean out their garage and call in and sell their stuff for free.
Oh, the yard sales, garage sales, and all that stuff. They can call in for nothing.
That's right. Free.
Absolutely free.
Saturday morning, 7 to 8.
Hey, brought to you by Bibles, Books, and More.
By Amsoil, oilbot.com. By Essex Heating and Air.
And by ShastaTradingPost.com.
So, Dave, are you going to be here Saturday morning between 7 and 8 a.m.?
I'm going to be here with bells on, buddy.
And where's this at?
KCNR, 1460.
Here we come, a lot number 29 in. What are they going to give for? I'm a 25.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 as Carl and Linda Bott
Time is 8:25. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. You want a haircut? You go see DC Tim and the Man in Black. Man's Last Stronghold. That's right. No styling. No hair dryers. You just get a haircut. And you get it at a great price from great barbers. That's right, barbers. Go visit them at the Cypress Square Barbershop on Athens Avenue. You know, that's where I go, and I've enjoyed every time I've been there.
Currently 8:25 in the morning, 59 degrees. Our guest today is Sam, and we're talking about guns, and guns. And where are we with guns?
Sam, good morning. Gun owners of California.
Yep.
It's been a tough week, huh?
It's been a rough one. The elections and the legislature, and it's just been very busy, but that's what we're here for. This is our Super Bowl. This is our Indianapolis 500.
Yeah, okay. Hey, Sam, we have a caller on the line, just returned from Israel.
That's what we're here for.
Dick.
This is our,
Dick, you have to turn down your radio there.
Hi, Dad.
Okay. Hey. Dick, welcome to KCNR.
Oh, is this Carl?
Yeah, you're on the air.
Okay, well, good morning, Carl and Linda.
Good morning, Dick.
I just returned from Israel, where all the fellows that have to, and ladies that have to the guys have to do 3 years of military service and the gals 2 years, and they carry their weapons on the street, on the bus, going to work and going to the base and this and that. And it was really refreshing to me to see these people with their weapons. And here in the United States, our military people can't even bring a gun on the base.
Well, one of the things about Israel is, of course, they're under attack. Yeah, it could be under attack at any minute. And like you said, there are military people going to and from work. And there is a thing about you can have weapons on base. It's just that we don't carry them around, which is, that's kind of strange, too, I guess you could say, after what happened at Fort Hood. But that was such an anomaly when they were attacked by Islamic jihadist down there. So how was, anyway, did you have a question for Sam, Dick, or was that just an observation? Sam? Or Dick?
I'm here.
Dick? Okay, we lost Dick. Okay. Sam, we got a couple minutes before the break here. Registration of long guns. I know we can't get through all of it right now. Let's just start it. Registration of long guns.
AB 1810 by Mike Fuhrer of West Los Angeles, an absolute left-wing, hardcore socialist activist, not your typical liberal, but one of the movement guys, one of the real apparatchiks. He's you know, when they bury him, they will find his little red card, little red book in his pocket.
A communist? Are you telling me he's a communist?
Well, yeah. I guess that's the easy way to say it.
Okay. Let's cut through this.
You are a man to get to the point quickly, and I have a long cloud of words, unfortunately, sometimes. But anyway, he wants to register all long guns, rifles and shotguns, thinking, saying that they're going to help to prevent crime and to help the police and all these fancy things that we know are an absolute, total, complete fallacy. It's a lie. But for right now, he's doing it on all new purchases of long guns, private party sales of long guns. But you know what? They take the first step, then the next thing would be to say, we've got probably 20, 30 million long guns in private possession. Maybe we need to go register those too. So do like they did in Canada. Of course, in Canada, it was a $2 billion experiment that is falling flat, and they're about ready to dump it.
That's why I heard they're repealing that bill, because it did nothing for crime, and it also cost so much money. And like, we've got like a minute left. But all these bills they pass, and by the way, these are Democrat bills, my friends. So all my Democratic friends out there, I don't have anything against the Democratic Party at all. Nothing. But these are Democrats that are doing this. These aren't Republicans that are doing this. And it takes enough Democrats to pass it, and they obviously have that.
Yes, they do.
Okay, we're going to take a break here in a few seconds. But what Sam was talking about was Canada registered all their long guns, and they found out it cost billions of dollars, and it did nothing for crime, and it was nothing but a paperwork nightmare. We've got to take a break here. We're going to break for the news. We'll come back, and we'll finish our discussions here. This is Carl and Linda Bott. Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, clearly News Talk Radio.
Radio. I'm Lillian Wu. Authorities scoring a hit in the war against drug cartels across 16 states. Agents launching raids Wednesday.
It led to the arrest of 429 individuals.
Attorney General Eric Holder says a 22-month probe netted, among other things,
approximately 1,262 pounds of methamphetamine, 2.5 tons of cocaine, 1,410 pounds of heroin, 69 tons of marijuana.
The fight to keep oil from Gulf Coast beaches continues in Orange Beach, Alabama. Workers finding reddish-brown blobs of oil the size of credit cards. And a woman in Ohio giving birth to sextuplets for the second time, delivering four boys and two girls by C-section with a team of about 50 medical staff in attendance. Her husband joking he may have to work overtime to support his growing family. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Hey, this is Carl Bott. After our show, Linda and I enjoy going to breakfast, and our favorite place to dine is Country Kitchen. Lynn and Charlie Moss have owned Country Kitchen for 17 years, and this expertise is evident in great food and service. Build your own omelet, of course. Homemade soups, every day with fresh ingredients. Country Kitchen has its own on-premise bakery, and the quality is so delicious. And now, Country Kitchen has just remodeled. The result? Incredible. Country Kitchen offers outstanding food, great service, fair prices, and a friendly atmosphere. What else could you ask for?
Country Kitchen is open every day from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., located at 1099 Hilltop Drive, just north of Macy's. I don't know, Carl. I'm getting hungry. How about we go over there and try Eggs Benedict, or how about my favorite, a club sandwich? Let's go to Country Kitchen.
Hop in the truck, hon. We're on our way.
Hi, this is Carl Hawkins of the Local Builder Showroom.
And Pat Barnes from Barnes Painting.
And Dennis Kochert from Dennis Kochert Plumbing.
And we'd like to invite you to tune in every Saturday from 3 to 5 to Around the House Radio, where we feature great local contractors who are here to provide you with advice and information on everything from remodeling to the maintenance of your home. So be sure to tune in every Saturday to KCNR 1460 from 3 to 5 for Around the House Radio. Or give us a call at the Local Builder Showroom, 365-9852, where the advice is always free.
You're invited to the 2010 Energy Fair at the Sundial Bridge on Saturday, June 19th. Hello, this is Pat Keener with Reading Electric Utility. Please join the City of Reading for the 10th Annual City of Reading Energy Fair, Saturday, June 19th, from 8 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at the Sundial Bridge. This year's fair will feature over 40 local vendors demonstrating solar energy, energy efficiency, water conservation products and technologies, along with hybrid and fuel-efficient vehicles. Activities for the kids, bonus rebates, free breakfast burrito for the first 1,500 attendees, drawing for Energy Star appliances, and a celebrity dunk tank where you can dunk me and other city officials and local celebrities to help raise funds for Power to the Seniors, supporting REU's SHARE program. Learn how to conserve energy, save money, and how you can make a positive impact on our community and our planet. See you June 19th, beginning at 8 a.m. at the Sundial Bridge, adjacent to the Turtle Bay Exploration Park. For more information, call 339-7300. Sponsored by Reading Electric Utility. REU, your community utility.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It's 8:34 in the morning. Phone lines here are 605-4567. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. And join us tonight at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. We're having a cigar tasting event from 6 to 8 right there at Tobacco and Brew. They have a big community room there. And people from Olivia Cigars are going to be there. There's going to be grab bags. There's going to be great cigars to try out. There's going to be pizza, drinks. It's going to be a good time from 6 to 8 p.m. tonight. Join us there.
Well, on the phone right now, we have Sam Paredes, who is the president of the Gun Owners of California. And, Sam, yesterday we were talking with some friends that are really concerned regarding the long gun bill. And is it true, or I think some people are worried, that people can come in and actually see within your house if you do, in fact, have those long guns that you have registered?
That portion is not true yet. This bill is only prospective, and what is happening is that right when you purchase a handgun at a dealer, the state keeps the electronic record that you kept that handgun, and that is your registration. They will be doing the same thing for rifles and shotguns. Right now, they only know that you purchased a long gun. They don't know what long gun you purchased. Well, they want to know they will know with this bill what you purchased. If the bill doesn't give the legislature or the Department of Justice or anybody the right to come and search your own personal home or your safe or anything like that yet, but we know that that is the direction that these guys want to go in. We know they don't care what the Supreme Court says. They are putting the blocks together to come and take our guns away sometime in the future.
Well, you know, this is this just keeps going on and on. Okay, so we had the long now this long gun registration bill. It goes to the Senate, and you had maybe some bright thoughts on this, or something makes things not quite as dismal as it appears.
Well, actually, we don't have quite as many ardent anti-gunners in the Senate. We have four Democrat senators who have regularly voted with us, and in fact have B or A ratings. Because historically they've been very pro-gun in their votes. So all we need is one more vote from another Democrat in order to be able to kill these bills on the floor of the Senate. And they're going to breeze through the committees because the committees are appointed by the left-wing leadership, and they're very anti-gun. So it'll go through public safety. It'll go through the Appropriations Committee, even though the state has zero. They don't have a penny to spend on administering any of these programs. It'll pass through the Appropriations Committee and go to the floor. And that's where our fight will be, and that will probably extend all the way into August.
Well, we have Democratic friends here. And I don't want to keep banging on the Democratic Party, but it's their people that are beginning the bills. It's their people that are passing the bills, that party. And then, I hope that, people will realize is that registering long guns, shotguns, 22 rifles, whatever it is, that I don't understand, and I never could understand how passing more and more laws that restrict the use, by law-abiding citizens ever helps against criminals. Is there something that says, okay, if I register the next shotgun I buy, is that going to help in the war on crime?
No, Carl, and you have been doing this in so many shows. You and Linda have been pointing out that it's all about the liberal control and not so much about guns or anything else. They want to be in control. They want to know who has what. They want to be able to manage what it is that you have, whether it's guns or cars or whatever. How you educate your children. What kind of dog you have, whether they're spayed or neutered. It's all about control for them. It really, if they had their way, they'd wipe out all guns around the world. They would wipe out the Civil War. They would wipe out the Revolution. They would wipe out World War II. All those things. They would just wipe it out by banning and eliminating all guns. So we're fighting against people who are irrational, who are visceral, in their hate for guns, but when you mix that with their love for control, their love for their own intellect and their belief that they know what's best for you and for me, and they're in charge, so they're going to try to exact their will. That's what we're fighting.
Let's change gears a little bit here. Ban on lead shot, lead ammo.
Yep, that's AB 2223 by Pedro Nava of Santa Barbara. He's the guy that got us the lead ammo ban in the Condor region, which is about 20 or 25% of the huntable area of California. You can only use non-lead ammunition in those areas, and what he has done now, he's going beyond. He's kind of tipping his hand. It isn't about condors. It's about gun control. So he's expanding this lead ammo ban for use in all state recreation areas, state wildlife areas, and there are literally hundreds of them throughout the state of California. Most of them where condors have never, ever, ever flown over or lived in. They want to ban the use of lead 22 ammo, lead rifle ammo, lead pistol ammo, lead shot ammo, everything they want to ban for use in these areas. And the next step is to completely ban the use of all lead ammunition statewide for all purposes.
Well, I know we're going to take a break here. I know that, it's that lead ammo was banned when you're hunting waterfowl over water like that. And but has there been studies that shown that, that rabbits eat this and other animals eat this and it causes problems?
They talk about it, but they haven't proven anything. You know, they put the cart in front of the horse. They said, we think this is the way it's happening. It makes sense to us, so we're going to pass a law.
Yeah, without any...
There's no science.
Yeah, with no science, science grounding in us.
Correct.
Okay, hey, look, Sam, we're going to have to take a quick break here. We'll come back and we'll continue talking about the laws that have been passed in the last couple of weeks, or proposed laws being passed by the Assembly to just keep chipping away at the rights of law-abiding illegal citizens of this state to own and possess firearms. Carl Lindebach, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, clearly News Talk Radio.
Most people have a closet or drawer full of precious memories that are being lost day by day. Photos, slides, records, audio and video cassettes, they're all slowly fading away due to deterioration of the media they're recorded on. Belongi Entertainment Enterprises offers digital archiving services for all types of visual and audio media. Properly stored optical discs such as DVDs and CDs will last for decades and can be used to make perfect copies for family and friends. Find out more at Belongi Entertainment Enterprises, 223-3515.
Keeping your money local is important to the community. We at Shasta.com are committed to this philosophy. One way you can help keep your money local is to switch your internet to Shasta.com.
You're right, Regina. Hi, I'm Andy Main. When you switch your DSL service to Shasta.com, you get a free modem, free virus and spam protection, local tech support, and no hidden fees. We are proud sponsors for local events like Cool April Nights, the Reading Rodeo, and others. The support we give these causes comes from dollars we put back into the community.
Still on dial-up? Now's the time to move to high speed. This is the best deal for DSL around, and we are here to help you get connected. Call today to learn about our installation services. So what are you waiting for?
To sign up, visit us on the web at Shasta.com or call 224-6866 or come by our office on Mistletoe Lane. Take back your internet service and bring it home. And don't forget to shop local. It's good for the community.
Hi, my name is Heather and I work at Espresso Joe's. We've been in business for over 34 years and have the very first espresso machine in Reading. Espresso Joe's has over 30 gourmet coffees to select from, and we can brew them over 60 different ways. Not only does Espresso Joe's have the drink of your choice, but also an extensive array of espresso supplies so you can brew your own. Not sure how to use that espresso maker? Just ask me. Need a quiet place to drink your espresso? Go next door to our community room. Open up your computer and use our free Wi-Fi. We want you to enjoy your experience. Come and meet the C&B Sweeties and order your favorite cup of coffee. Espresso Joe's is located inside Tobacco and Brew at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Open from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Sundays. That's Espresso Joe's at 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindebach. It is 8:44 in the morning. Phone line 605-4567. By the way, Heather, who just did that commercial for Espresso Joe's, is 26 years old. She's not 12. Yeah, like some people have called in saying, "How can you have somebody? You know, child labor laws." No, Heather's 26 years old, and you know we do not employ child labor people. And she does work down there, and she is one of the T&B cuties. Hey, our guest today is Sam Paradis from the Gun Owners of California. And, Sam, it's been a tough week.
Brutal.
You know, here's the thing is you're right. You know, it's not just about gun control. It's just about another way to take control. And education, the way, you know, where our money goes, you know, how we drive our cars, the kind of cars we drive. You know, how much energy we have, the whole thing.
How do we get more active? How can we encourage our listeners? Where do they go? The website, voting. I mean, you know, just share with us, besides hearing information like this, how we can become more involved.
Well, up where you live, thankfully, people are, first of all, to be commended because they are far more involved. The voter turnout in your county and areas that do exercise freedom are far greater than they are in the urban areas, so people are certainly more active up there. But for those who aren't and are looking for opportunities, they can do things like find our website, www.gunownersca.com. Just Google Gun Owners of California, and you'll get the website. We'll have border guides. We'll have information. You can give us a call at the office, and we can help you to find answers, not only on guns, but on political questions that you might have. Being active in Tea Party protests and movements and groups and meetings is a perfect example that the people are finally having, they've had enough, and they're standing up and they're getting together and starting to the beginning process of the protest. First, it's getting together and expressing, finding out that there are people who believe the same way they do. Secondly, it's organizing and working in campaigns. Third is raising money and contributing to candidates who support freedom and bringing them across the line. When you do that and you succeed, you can rest at home, but only for a little while because you have to stay on top of these guys in order to preserve freedom. Go ahead.
Well, you know, the thing is that, you know, you talk on tea parties, and yes, that is, a lot of people have gotten, you know, have gotten involved. But I know a lot of people on this question that could, you know, would fit the would fit the category of liberal,
mm-hmm.
who are adamant about keeping gun rights like this. And mm-hmm. so we want to encourage everybody, across the spectrum, to get involved in this. I mean, this is just another right that's being taken away. And you know, if it's this, what's the next one?
You're absolutely right. You know, the fight that we're having right now is about the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. And, you know, for those people who don't like what the Bill of Rights says and they don't like the Second Amendment, fight to change it. We'll fight you every step of the way, but that's where the battle should be. Don't lie about what the words say and what our founding fathers put into the Constitution to protect our rights. That is the truth. That is what exists right now. If you don't like it, try to change it. But don't go lying about what the words say. And that's why we're having all of these battles, is because people do not understand what shall not be infringed means.
Well, we're having a Supreme Court decision. Should be coming, what, end of this month?
Yep, within a couple of weeks.
On Chicago, when Chicago banned all handguns.
And, correct, McDonald versus Chicago. It's a very important case.
We already had the one that said in that the feds can't ban it. Now we're talking about states. This is going to be big. And we have people that that say Second Amendment is good, but it's but do you what's good in Rawlings or Redding, California, may not be good in Los Angeles, California.
You know, I disagree with that 100%. I think that Americans are Americans. We all should have the same rights that are granted or enumerated, not granted, but explained in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Whether you live in East Los Angeles, where I grew up, or in Billings, Montana, or Bangor, Maine, we are all Americans. We all have the same rights that were given to us by God and enumerated by our founding fathers in our Constitution and the Bill of Rights, and that's the way it should be. The fight against evil, against crime, against drug dealers, against gang members is the same and should be the same across the country. And that's what we have to fight for, crime control, not gun control.
Well, you know, the funny thing is that we're letting more criminals out of jail because of the budget process. We're getting ready to cut police out of our budget. We've opened up 8,000 marijuana places here. Not that that causes crime, but it does give a certain type of indication of what's going on. Social services are still giving out money, so we're attracting people that way. So right in the middle of all this, let's just start, limiting our ability to protect ourselves.
Yeah, that's kind of the lack of logic that exists amongst those people who think they know what's best and are, in fact, quite wacky. You know, that is what constitutes the leadership of the legislature, and unfortunately, our governor has gone along with this kind of thinking. Too much,
yeah.
And that's why we're in the mess that we're in.
Okay, let's go to Jeff. Jeff, you're on KCNR.
Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, Jeff.
We're going to figure out how to get up on behind these people and roll some bigger snowballs and start an avalanche on them to bury them. And not
you are a man who has read confrontational politics. I commend you, sir.
Hey, what would to get some legislation out there to make these gun laws county specific instead of statewide.
That's a great idea, Jeff.
Well, we Senator Richardson, our founding founder and chairman, who served for 22 years, is the author of the preemption law that says that the rules for regulation and registration of firearms and ammunition are reserved for the state, because if we didn't do that, and let's say you were going to go visit your family in San Diego and you drove through L.A. County, you would be committing a felony in L.A. County if they had their way, because they would ban possession of firearms and ammunition. And then if you actually snuck into San Diego County, you might be safe. But then if you skirted around and you went through Riverside or San Bernardino County, you might be violating some other laws that you were completely unaware of and could cause you a great amount of grief. You know what we need? We need the Supreme Court to give us a good ruling on McDonald that says that the state and local governments cannot infringe upon the Second Amendment as well as the federal government. And that will be our preemption law. That is the guide and standard that we should use. And Lord willing, the members of the Supreme Court will give us that kind of a ruling.
Okay, we've got to take a break. Jeff, thank you so much.
Another thing, too, we need more people like H.L.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks a lot.
I agree.
Okay, Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Join us after these messages.
Are you curious about the origins of the universe? Does today's scientific evidence support or contradict the biblical text? A.W. Tozer Theological Seminary invites you to explore life's biggest questions with renowned author, pastor, and astronomer Dr. Hugh Ross as he unpacks the mysteries of the cosmos. Find out more about how our universe was formed and what brought matter, energy, and space-time dimensions into existence. Spend time in person Monday through Friday with Dr. Ross and ask him your questions directly on Friday nights at the A.W. Tozer Theological Seminary located at Simpson University in Reading. Prepare for a fascinating conference, 10 weeknights in a row, beginning June 14th through June 25th at the Simpson University campus. Whether you can attend only one evening or all 10, you are invited to participate in this master's level class, even if you've never attended college. To sign up, call us today at 226-4132. That's 226-4132. Or register online at simpsonu.edu/hugh.
Five Star Bank is here for you for more than 10 years in the Great North Valley. It's true. Americans are the hardest working people on the planet. Just ask anyone that has made the commitment to be their own boss. Whether you are fulfilling your ambitions by starting your own business or growing your successful business, Five Star Bank is here with smart, safe, and stable advice. Your bank should act like a business partner with your business in mind. Being able to rely on a bank that really understands that kind of relationship is peace of mind. Five Star Bank is here for you. It's tough out there. Let Five Star Bank help you put the shine on this recovering economy. Smart people doing good business. Visit us at 358 Hartnell in Reading or call us at 223-6652. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. A letter from a customer. Gary wrote, "After a collision, my car steered erratically on mountain roads. The shop doing the repair replaced the frame, but it still steered erratically, not to mention the hassle of trying to get them to do it right." He said, "It irritated me when you said you would charge me just to examine my car. I had second thoughts about spending any more money on it." You explained, you did not just look at a car and guess. You compared the measurements to the factory specifications and put together a report. Well, it was the best money I ever spent. You found the problem, repaired it, and now my car drives great. Well, Gary, we appreciate the platter of delicious cookies you delivered a few days later, but we can't take all the credit. You ultimately had to make the decision yourself. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It's Carl and Linda Bob, KCNR 1460. It is 8:55. Our guest is Sam Paredes from the Gun Owners of California. Sam, last thoughts here.
Well, you know, we got to keep up the fight. Everybody who loves guns, enjoys guns, cannot just, rely on that. You got to get involved. They got to listen to this show. You guys are beacons of truth and freedom. You got to stay involved and get involved wherever you can, whether it's a local Republican Party, whether it's a Tea Party, whether it's going to a Gun Owners of California dinner that we're having in Redding in a couple of months or in Oroville next week. Get involved. Be a part of the process. And just because you have a lot of people from your neck of the woods who are involved doesn't mean that you can say, we're doing our job up here. You need to do the job to pull the weight for the knuckleheads down in Los Angeles and San Diego and Orange County and San Francisco who aren't pulling their weight. And it makes a difference. So be involved. Don't give up hope. We will win in the end.
We want to encourage our listeners to go to your website, which is Gun Owners. Tell us again, because I'm at Gun Owners California.
Yeah, gunownersca.com,
okay.
GUNOWNERSCA.com.
Okay, that's where I am. And when you become a member, you get the newsletter, you get, updates on your website, you get the newsletter, and also I love what it says, the GOC distributes fact sheets, faxes, and emails alerting containing accurate information on particular issues whenever a crisis arises affecting gun rights.
Mm-hmm.
So here's how you are alerted. You can't say, I didn't know that was happening, because this is how you know. And I love how you provide up-to-date records on how legislators vote. People need to know that.
Yes.
And we let you know who the good guys are, which is our closing line, Carl, and who wear the black hats.
Yeah, you know, it's good guys against the bad guys there, Sam.
Yep. Well, you guys are surrounded by a bunch of good guys, so...
We sure are. We love it up here.
Keep supporting them, because they're helping us in the fight.
Okay. Hey, Sam, thank you so much. Gun Owners of California, and we need to do this on a monthly basis, Sam.
You know, I'd be happy to be with you folks and talk about all these very important things, and I just want to thank you for your persistence and what you and Linda do, Carl. God bless you, and keep up the good work. Let's keep doing this.
All right.
Thanks a lot, Sam.
All right.
Okay, this weekend we got a number of things going on.
That's right. Thanks. Thank you again, Sam. And we're going to make a couple of announcements here. Don't forget about the Relay for Life, which is happening out at Shasta College this weekend, both 12th and June 13th. I still think there may be forms. I'm not sure, but that you want to get out there and walk around.
I think they've got like 126 teams already. They're going to be out there walking. They're going to have the luminaries at 10 o'clock at night. It's going to be great. It's if you haven't done that.
Tomorrow, Troy Atkins, we're going to be talking about the second Saturday Art Hop. I've been waiting to get this guy on for some time. We need to really support. We have a great little art scene going on here. He's coming on, and Bill Woodford,
who does a number of things, but he's into the Renaissance fairs. And this guy, if you don't know Bill Woodford, however, Bill is into everything. I tell you what, something else too is Scarborough Office Designs.
I got an email yesterday they've decided to close.
Yeah, they've decided to go in a different direction.
And we have really enjoyed getting to know Tim and his lovely wife.
What a great people, really great people. And I just hate to see, first of all, they had a great place.
They're on to a new journey.
That's right.
But we say thank you for doing business in Reading, and as we have met you, many fundraisers for your integrity while doing business. Yeah.
You know, that is absolutely true. Tim and his crew supported this community. They were always there to fundraise. They were always donating
an office chair or something
to so people could they could raise more money for their causes, all just causes, of course. And tonight, remember, from 6 to 8 p.m. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, we're gonna have a tobacco night. While we still can smoke a cigar.
And you're going to go golfing today.
Special Olympics Media Day. You know what? I get beat all the time out there, too. So, like I said, tomorrow we're going to... And I think we're going to have a couple of surprise guests on there,
yeah,
too.
And have a beautiful day today. Stay well and enjoy this wonderful weather. Try to keep out of the wind a little bit, but, it is what it is.
And just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
This is KCNR Shasta, Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady.
We need some help. We need y'all to push. We need some money down there.
the emotional mayor of Grand Isle, Louisiana, speaking on Capitol Hill just a short time ago, pleading with Congress to help them stop the oil. For now, BP's cap on the wellhead still collecting more oil each day, but still an undetermined amount continues to gush. This as President Obama prepares to meet with grief-stricken families. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
Lisa, the president invited the families of the 11 men killed in the April 20th oil rig explosion to personally express condolences and to get their thoughts on how to avoid another similar disaster. That meeting set for next hour. This hour, he's talking to House and Senate leadership, both Republican and Democrat, and as with so many events and meetings around here these days, Lisa, the Gulf oil disaster is very high on the agenda.
And Rich, the administration now says BP is agreeing to expedite the payment of claims to businesses and individuals whose livelihoods have been affected by the spill. Fallen heroes at Arlington National Cemetery in the wrong graves. Pentagon officials